What would you put in your backpack if you had a new coaching engagement but could only take a limited number of items? Each episode, the Coach's Backpack looks at the multifaceted world of coaching and asks a new guest to tell us what they would take with them and why. Hi, I'm David Lowe, and this week we're taking a peek inside the backpack of property investment coach Brendan Kelly from Results Mentoring. Welcome, Brendan.
Thank you very much. Pleased to be here.
We'll decide whether you are or not once I've grilled you with all of these questions, Brendan. Maybe you'll change your mind by the end of it. Okay, well, look, first of all, how would you describe what you do in under 20 words?
I've thought about that a bit, and I've come up with a phrase that might put it together. I support mum and dad property investors to be ready for retirement at a time of their choosing.
Interesting.
Now, if you think about that, there is a world of conversation that needs to exist in the background of that.
Yeah.
You know, the time of their choosing. Well, when that is, how much do they need for retirement? What's the revenue that they're after? What do they need as an asset base?
Why do you hate people without children?
Well, see, that's interesting. I've never gone down that path, actually. From an investment perspective, you don't go down the path of why do you hate children? It's not one of the conversations that
no,
come up.
No, okay. It's not one of the first questions on the questionnaire.
No, it's not.
I am assuming that you do also work with people who don't have children, though. You've called them mum and dad, but we get what you're talking about, right? People of a certain age.
Touché. Correct. Well, I taught mum and dad's a phrase from the perspective of generally inexperienced, not professional, learning to grow into a way of being, ultimately employed right now, maybe wanting to change life, maybe wanting to be adventurous, maybe just wanting to be more certain in retirement. It is that sort of ilk, and mum and dad's the phrase to capture the entire group of people who are, I guess, that sort of ilk.
Okay.
Kids or no kids.
Okay. So you've been asked to coach a new client, but are limited to what you can take with you. So don't worry, you've got your essentials, you've got your clothes and your toothbrush. And in addition to those, you can take one book, one tool or technique or concept or method or approach or whatever you want to call it, one other item of your choice, plus a person from the past or the present to accompany you. You can take these in any order you wish, Brendan, but what are you going to put in your backpack first?
First is an interpretation, but from the top, I guess. There's a book that I've always enjoyed called The Dream Giver by Bruce Wilkinson. Now, it's a Christian book. It's from the Christian faith. I'm not advocating that. Please be aware. It is you choose how you choose to be. And I'm not declaring that I'm Christian either. However, the book is brilliantly written from a perspective of the journey of the hero. The inspiration goes into what's next, the conquering of fear to take the first step, and then the journey from fear into pushing the comfort zones and the boundaries of knowledge and skill and getting out of the real world, and then the journey through the big minefield of what goes out there. And it's all a parable, a philosophical conversation. And then you get to the end where there's this one major milestone that you need to conquer. And if you don't break through, then it's a reversion back to the life of nobody that you were. And it's all about that journey. And it is a brilliantly written book from the perspective of, I want to make a change in my life. It's a change that I've not had any experience in before. And it's something I'm burning to do. And it's brilliant from that perspective. I love it from that perspective. So I would take that. And then I'd gladly hand it to people and say, read this, because that's the sort of stuff you'll be facing. And one of the most powerful underlying themes of that is that the people who will stop you dead on your journey are the people who are closest to you. And theory goes, love you the most. And you go, WTF, what are you talking about? How can that be the case? They love me the most. They're going to support me. But they come from a position of, I'm concerned you'll hurt yourself. Let me wrap you up in cotton wool to make you safe. Mm. And the consequence is, don't go forward, stay with me. And it's a really fascinating conflict. So that would be a book that I'd encourage people to read and hand out and on the journey for this is what's likely to be occurring for you over the next several years that you choose to follow this path into the world you're looking to create for yourself.
Mm. So I'm assuming that the topic that the book is approaching is not property.
Absolutely not. It is written in a parable form. It's about a person by the name of Nobody living in a city called Nowhere that is surrounded by a whole pile of other nobodies looking to go to somewhere on the journey along the path. You know, it is all generic phraseology for the purpose of understanding no matter where you're at and no matter what journey you might be on.
Right. So context agnostic.
Correct.
Okay.
But brilliant. So I've got a broken leg and I want to get over a broken leg. What am I likely to face on my journey to get over my broken leg?
Right.
Or I've just been hit with a stroke. What the hell am I going to do with a stroke? I've got to create a new world. My personality's shifted. The world around me has shifted. What journey am I going to? You can apply it to anything. I want to become a multimillionaire and I'm not now. What are the things that I'm going to need to face? And you can apply the philosophical context of this story into the journey that you're about to head down. And I love it from them.
Well, I look forward to that. That sounds intriguing, exciting, and enthralling, I think is probably the word.
It's a very thin book, and it's a very easy read.
Even so better. Now I'm even more excited about it. Cool. Okay. What's next?
The technique. The technique from, and I'd like to say probably any coaching role, but one I've noticed most, active listening while being in the moment, wrapped inside the premise of trust yourself. So as a phrase of an approach about how you might want to, as a property investing mentor, as someone who's a blended advisor, support mechanism, and tool for encouragement, you've got to be present in the active listening because they're telling you a story about their life, what they're up to, why they're about it, their financial position, their goals, dreams, or aspirations, their world is wrapped up in that conversation. So you have to be active listening, but be in the moment. And then you've got to have an element of enough confidence to say, I trust myself in the words that will come out of my mouth, not only from the perspective of not damaging the person in front of me, because they're absolutely making themselves vulnerable to you, but also from the perspective of making a contribution that will add to the journey for where they're looking to achieve.
Okay, so this trust is trusting yourself as
correct.
The property investment coach.
Correct.
Okay. We should just maybe, Dean, because I've got an assumption of what a property investment coach does. You just used the word interchangeably with mentor there, but how does it work?
Right. So, again, assume a mum and dad, because that's your kind of typical approach. They're working, the father's working 9 to 5, the mother's working in parental care as well as some part-time job, or there's some blend of that. They're looking at their superannuation fund, young and naive and enthusiastic and with a bit of energy to burn, and looking at the expenses of life and going, I don't think we're going to do that. I don't think we're going to be ready. I don't think we're going to be, there's got to be more to life than what I'm doing now. What? And in Australia particularly, there's a very strong ethos around property. And there is, well, I can invest in business, I can invest in shares, I can invest in property as the three broader categories. A lot of people dabble in shares, get burned. A lot of people play in business, I don't know what I'm doing, get burned. But property is a slower moving beast with a broader and potentially easier path towards asset accumulation, equity accumulation over time. So we go down the path of, well, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I love that Spice Girls quote. It's just brilliant. Anyway.
Well, and what people can't see, obviously, because of the podcast, is that you're dressed as Posh Spice and I'm dressed as Sporty Spice.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
I'm not joining in with that.
I was half expecting, I want.
It's a bit early for me. I'm not ready to zig-a-zig-ah just yet.
Well, I'm burned out at the end of my day, so hey, anything goes. Anyway, the upshot, they give me a concept of what they want. So, and we have end game conversations. What does your end game look like? And so this is where the wealth advice or the wealth perspective comes from, and the wealth coaching comes from. I want this as an end game. Yeah, all right, great. When do you want that end game satisfied? When do you want to be living that state? Oh, I want to be living it in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And then I go through a path of, well, this is what, so good, where are you at right now? And it's basically a gap analysis. Where are you at right now? Where do you want to be? What gap do we need to cover? And then go through a journey of how do you expect to get there? Now, my history as a property investor and two and a half decades in it, and with a mathematical background and early experiences around analysis of markets, et cetera, I can go, all right, you are here. And what I listen for the words they say, and I listen more importantly for the words they don't say, because what they don't say tells me what they don't know. What they do say tells me what they know. And from where I'm at, I can say, right, you've got a knowledge base with about a 20% full capacity, requiring about an 80% to get there. You've got about a 60% gap to fill. That's a bit of work to do. You're saying in 2 years you want to be financially free and $1 million a year. I'm saying you're full of a lot of spice that's not actually going to yield you an outcome. We need to change things. So then we create a broader concept of what needs to be done, work backwards to what you need to be doing tomorrow. And we look then at investing strategies that help them achieve that. So if they're planning a 30-year plan, buy and hold's fine, because over 30 years, property prices will rise, rents will grow. Great. If they're looking to get out in 5 years, buy and hold ain't going to do it. It's not fast enough. So then they have to get into renovation, subdivisions, developments, and therefore I can train them on that.
So when you say we create a plan, you are adding in what you think they should do.
Great question. All right. I'm giving them the voice of experience around what has been done by many others,
right,
with the opportunity for them to then choose what they think they want to do. But it's not a case of choose in isolation of a skill set. So I take an assessment of what's your cash position, borrowing capacity, your goals and visions we talked about, and what are your skills, strengths, what are your desires and passions? What don't you want to do?
Yeah.
And what do you walk away from doing? And what I do is steer them away from what they walk away from doing, because it's pointless to direct them to that. Steer them into what they like to be doing, and then draw a correlation with strategy based on their strengths, what they like to do, that's going to serve them at the point they've got with their cash and borrowing relative to the attempting to achieve, and we create some sort of path.
So it's not what I'd say consulting, of going in and going, okay, you've got X, Y, and Z, you should go and do this. It is, you've got X, Y, and Z. People in the past have done stuff like this, but they're still in control of the choice.
Absolutely. Always, always in control of the choice. And then I'm with them. So they play with me year in, year out. So I've got clients now 15 years, 10 years, and we're working on that journey. A large number of these are financially independent, but they like the knowledge and the skill. They like the camaraderie of peers that we get together with, and they stay and play. So it is a community of like-minded, active property investors who love the environment and the conversation that they can get out of the community that we've built.
I like your phrase, tool for encouragement, that you used during that. Okay, right, what else is going in this backpack? So we've got your book, we've got your technique, or your whatever listening falls into, listening with?
Active listening while being in the moment in the conversation.
And trust within yourself.
Wrapped inside the premise of trust yourself.
Okay, cool. What else is going in this backpack?
Cool. Computer. Must have a laptop. And an internet connection. Laptop without internet connection.
I'll allow those as one item. I mean, let's face it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I didn't want to split hairs too finely. Laptop with an internet connection. Why? Because everything that allows people to make a decision at the outset starts with searches that occur online. There's an abundance of free data out there, and our encouragement is to investigate that at your desk for as much as you can. And then when you've refined it down, then you hit the real world and get out on the streets. Fairly pointless. A lot of people start their property investing journey with, I want to be a property investor. I'll go to a suburb and have a look, and then I'll buy one. And then I'll go, well, what do I do with it now? And I call that ready, fire, aim. What we're all about is get on the desktop, do all the due diligence, do all the work, and then when you're really refined into what you really want to know and do, and you have an understanding around it, understanding of the numbers and the execution of it, then by all means go to the streets and start the conversation. And that makes a superior difference in the ability to be able to do it and do it consistently well.
One thing I didn't ask is, you're in Melbourne, right?
I am.
One thing I didn't ask is, do you only work in Melbourne, or is this Australia-wide or worldwide, or what's your remit?
Sure. So we are, The company I run with co-directors is an Australian-wide company. We service people in all states of Australia. We have done a number from other countries as well. However, the data that we rely on is Australian data for Australian property. So it's difficult for us to talk about the US market and UK market, although we have had UK clients. Most of the conversations are all centered on the Australian market because of the data availability. That said, the philosophical approach that we apply is universal and can be applied everywhere.
Well, and I'm assuming that you've looked at the other markets. So is the Australian market a better one to be in? And try not to be biased here.
It is best to be working near home where you have a confidence in the market that you're playing with.
You got out of that. Was a politician's answer.
That may be the case, but it's the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, if you don't have a confidence, you don't invest. And don't go anywhere where somebody tells you to go.
Okay. You also right, have
the one person, the one person, nobody else. There is nobody else. I would not take anybody with me, dead or alive. It's a conversation I need to have with them, and it's a conversation that is for no one else other than them and I. WYSIWYG, what you see is what you get.
Okay. You're going to be lying in bed later thinking, oh, why didn't I take Marilyn Monroe or... Brad Pitt or Obama, or could have at least had a drink with them. But okay, no, you've got no one. Makes your backpack lighter. Let's face it, Brendan.
Well, that's true. That's true. I'm not carrying 100 kilos of dead weight.
Or a live weight, but yes.
Okay. Or a live weight, depending upon what I might have been up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a first, by the way, of taking nobody. I like that a lot. So we might have some help packing sometimes. And those people helping might sneak something that we don't want into our backpack. So apart from another person, which you've already declared just then, what do you want to make sure is not in your backpack?
I thought about that one a little bit. I've declared it as unnecessary baggage of my own. So I can go into any conversation with a client, person that I'm coaching, and I can go in there. And if I've got a background conversation going on in my head around, freaking wife, goddamn, I wish he had have done. And if I've got that in the background, I'm not present in the conversation at the time. So I have to park all baggage, just leave it all out and be, as we say, present in the moment to the person who I'm talking to and only ever be there for them and only ever think of the words they say and the words that they don't say in order to understand what might be next best for them. And that's the position. So any baggage I've got, can't afford it. Any baggage or any feelings of over-relation or misery that I might walk into, can't carry in. That's it. The other thing too would be any judgment on clients' historical activities. Now, a lot of people I talk to are, oh, Brennan, you'd be embarrassed if you did this. This is, you know, I bought this property. It didn't do so great. I lost money on it. No, seriously, and I'm useless. Yeah, all right, stop there. Action, reaction, decision, consequence, the end, judgment, pointless. Let's pick up, take what we can learn from it, move forward. It's not a case of, God damn, you're useless. Yeah, it is never that. All there is the opportunity to be clinical and potentially even cynical around what it is in order to then lift and move forward from.
Okay. Do you want to re-record the bit where you said that your problem was your wife, just in case she listens?
No, I'm okay with that. It's fine.
Okay. I'll leave you to suffer the consequences of that one. Right. Okay. Well, one last question. Where do you hope in this fictional gig that you are heading? This could be a specific place in the world, or it could be a specific type of person or anything.
Where am I heading?
Where do you hope for this fictional gig that you are going? Or
oh, okay, I've misinterpreted the question. Lovely. So if I'm going to meet some unspecified client as a physical trip to somewhere, where would I like to go? Probably Bora Bora, if I was going to put it that way. That would be a lovely place to have a conversation about property investing in Australia. I could do that. I could do that with some frequency, actually.
I don't know where Bora Bora is.
It's middle of the ocean within tropics, that is pristine waters, huts on the beach, on long decks. It is just the Brad Pitt locations of the world. It's those with more money than they know what to do with can afford the one night there and just enjoy the journey. As a concept, that I think I could do a coaching session there and be quite happy about that.
Okay, but it wouldn't be about investment in Bora Bora. That's what confused me. But it would be
close.
In Bora Bora to talk about investing in Australia.
Correct.
Okay.
Or whatever journey they wanted to be on, but I would be in Bora Bora enjoying that conversation.
And as long as they're paying, I'm assuming.
Absolutely.
Okay. Brendan, thank you very much. I've learned a huge amount about property investment. If people would like to know more or get in touch with you, how do they do that?
People want to reach out, go to resultsmentoring.com. And just simply register your details there. You'll get to receive the newsletters that we put out every now and again for investing in Australian markets and how to do so effectively. And if you wanted to, just reach out, Brendan@resultsmentoring.com.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Brendan. Well, thank you for being a guest on The Coach's Backpack.
David, it's been a pleasure. It's been delightful. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on this episode of The Coach's Backpack. If you would like extra goodies such as free tools, offers, further information about our guests, and maybe even the odd peek inside their actual backpack, sign up to our mailing list at thecoachesbackpack.com. And don't forget to follow the podcast too.